Have you ever needed help before making a speech, addressing a group of people? It doesn't have to be a huge event. It could be a small one, like congregation in Cong and on the borders of Mayo and Galway in November will be quite small. I don't think there'll be more than about 100 people there. And you can't get to the congregation, which, by the way, is a mixture of the place named Cong and, congregation, which is pretty obvious. So there's a gathering in Cong, been happening now for a few years, annual event. Anyway, where was I? Back at the point about saying that this small event, you can't get in, you can't go unless you do something. And it isn't hand over money, it's actually you contribute a piece of content, I'll call it, because it could be audio, it could be video, it could be text, it could be... Anyway, you have to contribute something which collectively is put into a book of papers, like kind of black papers, pink papers, I know what they're called, but basically. So, I need help because I have, I want to go to this event, and I can't, you know, they won't let me in if I have money. They'll simply turn me away if I haven't won the right to be present among the other people who will have done their bit. So that's what I want. That's the purpose of this piece of audio. The purpose of this piece of audio is to, to be truthful, it's to help me express what I have to do next. And actually to get me moving. But also, a bonus, a real huge bonus would be if I get one or two chipped in ideas, responses, this way. Now these papers, we'll call them, would be all put together in a published, probably after Christmas. But they'll go all around the world, you know. They'll go all around the world. So my reputation is at stake, if you like. You know, if I contribute all sorts of rubbish, I'll still get in. I mean, there's nobody judging the quality. You can say anything you like, or you can write anything you like, and you'll still be welcome. But it won't do my self-esteem any good if I haven't expressed something which is... fresh, engaging, interesting, worth listening to, worth talking about, worth mentioning to other people. You know, unless I contribute something, if you like, to the conversation, which other people and myself, because I, you know, will consider anyway of in some way lasting value. So that's where I need your help. That's where I need your help. And I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to do a couple of pieces of audio about this, because this one is long enough already, and you've been very good at listening to it this far, if you've got this far. And you know, I'll tell you, well, actually, let me tell you what it's about, and then I won't say anything, and you can be, if you're serious about this, you can be brooding about what you'd have to say on the topic. Well, the topic is really about conversation. Oh, no, the context is the future. The whole of the event at Congregation 16, as it's called, in Cong on the end of November, is future. And there are all sorts of people there who will be contributing about the future. And it isn't a normal conference where, you know, somebody stands up and gives a speech and then everybody kind of leaves and has real conversations over coffee. No, the whole thing is different from that. But the key thing is that it's my topic is the future of conversation. Yeah, so, and I suppose what I really mean is what I think, I mean, I'm going to be saying what I think, so it doesn't matter, you know, you can say anything you like, and I might say to people that, you know, people told me this was something, but I'll have to ultimately take responsibility for whatever I put up there. So anyone who contributes an idea will not be held responsible for the quality of that idea. You know, and I'll guarantee anonymity to anyone who wants anonymity if you're good enough to contribute. But I can't pay any money. I can't pay any money for contributions, I'm sorry. So replies in audio or replies in comments or replies on the telephone or postcards sent to me, you know, alongside boxes of chocolates, all of these things won't be any good to me, I think. So, anyway, I'm losing the track of myself. The future of conversation. Yeah, that's the topic. Yeah. And if I can just say to you that I use the word conversation in probably the broadest, well, for me, the broadest possible meaning of the word. So there's no, feel no restriction on what the topic, you know, if the topic means something to you, that's good enough, right? Right, you can advise me that I should say something, or you can advise me that here's what you should say about this topic, or otherwise, actually, here's what you shouldn't say. Here are the don'ts. Don't you dare say this to a crowd of people over in the west of Ireland at Congregation 16. So, that's it. I don't think I'll do another audio on this until tomorrow. Because the future of conversation might well be something that some people would like to dream about before they say anything about it. So there we are. All the best. Thank you very much for listening. And if you can't help me, perhaps you can pass this on to somebody who could help me, because I'm, you know, I'm pretty desperate to be able to break out of this little bubble that I live in myself and have a, you know, broader attitude to the topic than I would otherwise have if I'd been left to my own devices. So there you are, the future of conversation. What do you think should be said about that topic?